السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Beloved brothers and sisters, before we continue, I thought it only appropriate to once again thank our Honorable Hazrat Maulana Suhail for his kind words and always giving us advice and helping to spur us in a way that motivates us to practice the beautiful deen of Islam. Tonight we would like to share a few points regarding taqwa. We will, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at it from the point of which we ought to be from amongst those individuals who try and inculcate within them the aspect of taqwa. You know, sometimes, or most of the time, majority of us think that taqwa refers to that individual who sits on the musalla, or has a tasbih with him or her, or has a nice, so to say, namaz mark on the forehead, and perhaps who has gone for many a hajj and umrah. Whilst that is good and it's on its place, its virtues, its merits, but to understand taqwa is not restricted to only those things. Taqwa is also associated with our character. For example, the way we treat people, the love we show to people, the kindness that we portray to others, even though, or perhaps, we may not be from amongst those who are receiving that in a sense, or in a way, or in a direction. But we ourselves go out the extra mile to make it easy for an individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 70, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, be wary of Allah, know that there is an Allah who is going to take you to account for your deeds, and speak a kind word, speak a good word, speak a positive word, speak a loving word. It's also part of charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the book of Tirmidhi Sharif, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Be conscious of Allah wherever you are, whether you are at home with your spouse, whether you are at the workplace with your employees or employers, whether you are on a social visit, whether you are at the park, whether you are gone for a gathering, whether you are gone and just having a bit of a relaxation, whether you are on holiday, whether you are with friends, with family, with neighbors, with young people, with elderly, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And follow up a bad deed with a good, because every good that a person does wipes out the bad. So one is istighfar, we ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah wipes off our sins, inshaAllah. Then a person engages him or herself in a good deed. Now, instead of just putting zero to the person's name because the sin was wiped out, Allah then takes the sin, and the sin is then transformed into a good deed for an individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewrite our books, putting it in the favor of us, that will grant us His mercy on the day of Qiyamah. Then the last part of the hadith, and treat people with good character, with kindness. So, what is taqwa, beloved listeners? It is to become fully aware that at all times I am doing those actions or involved with those actions that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know the do's and the don'ts, a sahabi beautifully paints the picture of what is taqwa. So he gives an example and he says, it is to walk in such a field whereby there are thorns and dirt on either side of the pathway, and it's very difficult to cross that particular pathway where a person wants to reach the other side. And the only way to do such is without the clothes getting spoiled or dirty or to tear, would be that a person would hold the garment very tightly and closely to oneself, ensuring that there are no loose ends, and he treads the path very swiftly and but gently at the same time, so that his garment does not get torn whilst he is walking on that particular field. So similarly, it is taqwa such that we walk through the life, or we channel ourselves through life with all obstacles on our sides and all temptations of wrong, but we hold on to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be protected. How beautiful is that example of taqwa, my beloved listeners? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also taught us a beautiful dua. In the book of Muslim Sharif, he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Oh Allah, I ask you for guidance. Who of us can say we are rightly guided, or we are on the path and there's no way that we are going to fall? None of us. We continuously beg for guidance. Secondly, we ask for taqwa. Allah must adorn our life and color our lives with the colors of taqwa. Thirdly, with chastity, with ease, with goodness. And lastly, to make us independent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability of adopting this beautiful characteristic of taqwa. Beloved listeners, sometimes we feel that taqwa is for those who are pious, and we tend to lose hope on the fact that sometimes we do certain actions, or we are involved in certain actions, and in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to become His beloved, but we feel we are far away from the deen, and we feel that the advice we are listening to does not motivate us to practice on the deen, because we feel that a person who's on a spiritual level only thinks about his or herself. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, let me humbly put it forward to you tonight. If you involve yourselves in simple, easy, small actions, you and I can become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can adopt this beautiful quality of taqwa. So, what are some of the actions we can involve ourselves? They say, you tell someone, read salah so many rakats, read Quran so many paras, they say, you know what, we don't have the time. I am saying in my humble capacity, my beloved brothers and sisters, that take out 5 minutes daily, 5 minutes, or just to recite a few lines of the noble Quran, but make it a habit that every day that passes, either in the morning or in the evening or any time in which you are free and you are comfortable and there's nothing distracting you, the phones are put aside, the gadgets are put aside, it's your connection with Allah at that time, and you recite a few lines. When you come home, make salam a beautiful, loud salam, and smile to your spouses, smile to your parents, smile to your children, smile to your siblings, smile to your family members, smile to those people whom you are allowed to smile, and receive the bounty of good deeds, the bounties of good actions, receive the fruits of it. Some simple, simple actions. Somebody is hungry, offer a slice of bread. Somebody is going through a difficult day, offer a kind word. Somebody is not feeling too well, make a beautiful dua. if we are involved in these small activities, but we are habitual on it, it's a, so to say, part of my life. I cannot pass the day or the night without involving myself in these activities. Then know that one day, inshallah, you and I, if we practice on the beautiful teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, I remember when I was a bit younger, not that I am much older, but I vividly remember that my mother, may Allah grant her jazaya khair and bless her with a beautiful life full of goodness, as well as my beloved father. Allah bless each and every one of our parents and those that have passed away. May Allah fill their graves with nur and make it a garden from the gardens of paradise. Nevertheless, my mother used to always tell us that before you sleep, clear your heart out, make an intention that, oh Allah, I am forgiving whatever anybody has done to me in the world. So this, when we were small, we used to do it, and alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah, we still carry on doing it, and we ask Allah to guide us and to protect us, to make it easy for us to continue on that. And sometime later, as we learn from the books of hadith, it was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine, at that time, my mother didn't say it was the sunnah, but she told us to try it out and to do it, and you'll see how and what it does to your heart, and your heart will blossom, and it will become beautiful, because you've got no hatred for anybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Anas radiallahu anhu, "Oh Anas, if in your heart, when you go and sleep, there's no jealous, hatred, malice, enmity to any single individual, and you're allowed to sleep in that condition, that it is from my, then that is from my sunnah. And whoever brings alive my sunnah will be with me." And where will a person be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In Jannah, insha'Allah. So I am saying, if we are involved in small activities, a few good deeds, which to many people it might be insignificant, but nothing is insignificant when it comes to the message and it comes to the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one scholar beautifully said that in today's time, if an individual stays away from sin, then he is classified, or she is classified, as a person who has this beautiful quality of taqwa. My lesson, or the humble message that I would like to send home today to the beloved listeners of Radio Islam International, each and every one of us are special in the eyes of Allah. Some of us have realized it, others are waiting for the right moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love to do good, who love to see others doing good, who encourage good in a beautiful manner, and who can be a means of guidance for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, guide us, forgive us, protect us, honor us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.